Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, God. I thank you that you said to never have an anxious mind. Father, in Genesis it says that the seed of this one, capital S, that he's coming and is going to crush the head of your seed. It's in Genesis 3. It's when God's redemption plan went right into effect as soon as men fell away. And Father, I thank you that each seed is trying to reproduce after its own kind. If you have anxiousness, if you have worry, if you have anger, if you have depression, the wrong seed is trying to reproduce itself in you. See, Satan can't come up into heaven and dethrone God, but he's not so sure that he can't dethrone God from your soul. So his access and attack point is the mind. Father, I thank you that there's no depression or anxiety or worry or anxiousness, God. There's no depression. There's no bipolar. There's no schizophrenia. There's none of that stuff in heaven, God. And you said for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. There's no thoughts of suicide. Let me explain something to you. See, Satan has no chance of repentance. He has no chance of hope. He has no chance at all. He's worthless. He's constantly angry. He's utterly helpless. There's no chance for him to ever come to the Father. He's eternally grafted out. He's a withering branch. There's no chance of hope. So anytime you're feeling any of that, it's Satan trying to reproduce himself in your mind, your will, your emotions. He's trying to make you just like him. And it's from the father of lies. Father, I thank you for truth, God. I thank you, Lord. Suicide's not going to get you to heaven quicker. Be real careful. Satan wants you to take yourself out because he wishes he would have never made the mistake he did. But he did. And since he did, he's caused life to flow into us through the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for any suicidal thoughts, any depression, any bipolar, any anxiousness, God, any dysfunction in the mind. I was depressed my whole life. Jesus came in and he said, this is no longer who you are. This is who you are. Father, I thank you for the ability to open up the word of God and for you to reveal it to your kids. For you to open it up, God, and teach them who they really are. God, I thank you that Satan's trying to reproduce himself, but we're not unwise to his tactics. In Jesus' name, we command truth to come and to flow. We command mercy to flow into the people right now. In Jesus' name. Minds, we command you be clear. Be made whole. Depression, I curse you. Suicidal thoughts, I command you shut your mouth. In Jesus' name. Right now. Father, thank you that they are sons. They are daughters. Right now, listening to this. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the grace to multiply this revelation in the hearts of people. In the minds of people. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for 100% restoration. For 100% restoration. Stop wearing salvation on your sleeve. Stop allowing the way your day goes to determine if God loves you or not. God loves you because an innocent man hung guilty on a tree for you. That's the measuring stick of God's love. Stop feeling sorry and start feeling glad because Jesus paid the price for you to be set free. Stop listening to the devil. Jesus said, my sheep hear and obey my voice, and as strangers they will not follow. If you're hearing thoughts of worthlessness, of depression, of anger, you're listening to the stranger's voice, which we were commanded never to listen to. Father, I thank you for the utter ability right now to surrender to the voice of the Master, which says you are loved, you are amazing, you are not rejected, because Ephesians says that you are accepted in the Beloved. This has nothing to do with how you were raised, nothing to do with how you grew up, nothing to do with you being rejected by a mother or a father. It says, call no one on earth your father. Don't allow a natural father or a natural mother to determine who you are in Christ. The gospel determines who you are in Christ. And Jesus is Lord, and he paid a price to set you free from you, set you free from thoughts of negativity, so that you could, this is not psychological, so that you could supernaturally be refathered. To be born again means to be refathered from above. Father, I thank you that you're our daddy. God, I thank you for the spirit of adoption to possess the people right now listening to this. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come. We welcome you right now. In Jesus' name. Hug your kids, God. In Jesus' name, the measuring stick of the love of God is that while you were a sinner, Christ came and died for you. And if we were enemies of Christ then, and he gave us this, how much more would he freely give us all things to those who are in Christ? You're in Christ. You're a Christian. The Holy Ghost lives in you. Father, I thank you for a fresh baptism of love right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Consume. Consume and set them ablaze. That's right. More Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. There is no reason that you have that is bigger and badder than the blood of Jesus, that he came to crush all this stuff. Lord, I thank you that it's no longer about me, but it's about you, and you. God, thank you for restoration of the minds right now. In Jesus' name, amen.